Welcome to Magnificent Life Daily Devotion. Our today's topic says, Is there a room in your heart? Part 2. Our Bible verse of the day is from Acts 15 verse 8, which says, And God, who knows the heart, bore witness to them by giving them the Holy Spirit just as He did to us. How much space is in your heart for God to write His story? This is a question you need to ask yourself. The answer may depend on how much you are willing to let go of your own story and how much you are ready to open your heart to God. It is important to realize that God's story is always bigger than our own. He is the one who created us and knew us better than we know ourselves. He has a plan for our lives, and His story always includes forgiveness and redemption. I am sure there is room for God to write His story in your heart. Think of your heart like a special book that only you can read. It's full of stories about everything you do and all the people you love. God wants to help you write a special story in this book called God's Story. He wants to fill it with love, kindness, and joy. Imagine a pencil and eraser in your hand. The pencil is like God's love and kindness, filling your heart with His story. The eraser helps us eliminate the bad things we sometimes do so that God can keep writing more good things into our hearts. Psalm 119 verse 73 says, Your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me the understanding of learning your commandments. If we are willing to let go of our story and open our hearts to God, He can do amazing things. We may not always understand what He is doing, but we can trust He is always working for our good. It is also important to remember that we are not alone in this journey. God has given us the Holy Spirit to guide and help us grow closer to Him. The Holy Spirit will teach us what we need to know and allow us to become the people God wants us to be. So, is there room in your heart for God to write His story? If you are willing to let go of your story and open your heart to Him, the answer is yes. God's love and kindness are always available to us. When we make room for Him in our hearts, we create a deeper connection to these qualities and enjoy the benefits of His presence in our lives. We can do this through prayer, meditation, or simply finding time to be still and listen for His voice. When we take the time to acknowledge God's love and kindness, we become stronger in faith, wiser in understanding, and more connected to our divine purpose. So, what are you waiting for? Make room for God in your heart today. Amen. As we close today's daily devotion podcast from Magnificent Life Ministry, I want you to remember Philippians 4 verse 6, which says, Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Amen. Let us pray. Thank you, Jesus, for your love and mercy. Help, O Lord, in my weakness and despair, I ask that you give me strength and courage. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotion from Magnificent Life Ministries. If you want to know more about our ministry or receive our daily devotions in a different format, I encourage you to visit our website www.maglife.org or follow us on our social media such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and WhatsApp to receive our Magnificent Life daily devotions daily or to see other devotions that may be a benefit to you and your loved one. Give it a try today. I believe God will touch your life for good because victory belongs to Jesus, and that victory is yours in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you again for listening. Till the next time we meet again, I encourage you to hold on to Jesus because He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen.